Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for January 7th through the 13th of 2024. So I hope you're liking my new introductions to these videos. I do love me some wolves. That is my main totem animal and you all are my pack. So we're looking at the quote for the week. It says, find ways to make your life flow more easily. Create a life you can manage. Deep breath. I think I chose this quote because of the Capricorn new moon and the process that we're in with Mercury and Juno retrograding in Virgo. These are processes and or activations that are going to help you get more grounded and organized. That's what this week is going to feel like. Mercury's going forward with its final hits, and this is when things start to make more sense, start to move forward, start to coalesce into something tangible. But first things first, I gotta tell you, the Elements of Ritual class is the next class I'm doing with Yaye Louisa Tiche. It's an 8-week class starting January 27th on Saturday afternoons. And I'm so excited because, of course, I've been doing all kinds of ritual for many, many, many years, 30 plus years. And I'm mostly a solitary witch. But now that I've been hanging with Yaye and I am a member of her Ile, which is a community, we do way more scheduled rituals as a group, as a community. And it is a powerful group of women and men that comes together to do these rituals. And so anything I've been doing, anything I think I know, Yaye is going to take to the next level. So if you are looking to learn about elements of ritual and learn some rituals for everyday life, that's the tagline is weaving indigenous wisdom into your sacred practices and personal rituals for everyday life. As both Yaye and I are all about the practical application, being able to bring mysticism into your mundane life, and being able to actually structure and organize your mystical life. We hold these containers so that you can do that and create these classes so we can all learn together. So that starts January 27th. And the Elements class is $535. There's a way to make it into two payments, which is very useful. And I hope you'll join us there. The Ancestors of the Future journal is required, and you can get that from me. The ritual kit and all the goodies that go in it are coming from Dedan's TBEHerbs.com. So make sure you go set up your account and get ready for that link, because that link is forthcoming by January 20th for the actual kit she's putting together for this class. And we are very grateful and excited about Dedan's contribution. TBE stands for Total Body Enhancement, and she's an amazing herbalist and teacher and sister in the Ile, so check out her website when you get a chance for all things herbal. Crystals, books, she's got it all. That's why it's going to be such an amazing kit that she puts together, I just know. Also starting the first Tuesday in February, I do my Astro 101 classes on Tuesday evenings, 7 to 9 East Coast, so that makes it 4 to 6 on the West Coast, I believe. Health, Wealth, and Knowledge of Self, where you learn basic astrology through the lens of your own blueprint. And it's also an 8-week class. You can check out this link for details and registration. It is $333 for my 8-week class. And Power Circle subscribers, Venus Circle subscribers, and Soul Sister subscribers get 10% off. The funny thing is most of you have already taken it. And this is a class I do over and over. So that coupon code will be in the classroom where your membership materials are. So let's dive into this week because it's pretty powerful and transformative, no doubt. We start on the 8th, which is Monday, with Mercury squaring off with Neptune for the third and final time. So we know this one's already been working on our thinking and our perceptions. It's been looking at our mental health and mental boundaries. How much input-output have you been doing? What kind of review has been up for you in that regard? So, you know, we call this one a mixed blessing. This energy brings forth a blend of blessings and challenges. It offers a favorable time for spiritual exploration and infusing your dreams with some energy, if your schedule permits. However, it also signifies a period prone to significant misunderstandings among individuals. It is crucial to consider your words before speaking, as the potential for misinterpretation or complete misunderstanding is heightened this week. Guard against allowing your longing for dreams to cloud your judgment or lead you astray into illusions or delusions. This energy may prompt deliberate deception in some individuals, while others must exercise caution not to be misled. It is advisable to adhere to the facts or maintain silence for the time being. There might be a temptation to withhold information to avoid potential confrontations. However, it is best to resist this urge. Instead, focus on communication with yourself, your higher self, and God or spirit today. If engaging with others, ensure absolute clarity in explaining yourself to avoid any potential misunderstandings. Now, some of you have heard me talk about this one, the temptation to withhold information to avoid potential confrontations. That is the one when I talk about how if we don't disagree openly, then people assume that we agree. And that can come around to bite you in the booty later on. So sometimes you have to discern in the moment whether it's worth stating your position out loud to ensure that everyone is on the same page or not. That's what that's talking about. And this is the problem with Mercury and Neptune getting together in a challenge to grow. This is Sag to Pisces. It's all about your faith and beliefs and perceptions and conceptions and what's going on in your filters. So let's do a good cleansing for this forward motion. Mercury's finally forward. So anything that you've been mulling around all that can now move on and we can get some positive outcomes. The next day is Tuesday the 9th when the sun will trine Uranus, Capricorn to Taurus. This is earthy energy that'll be really good actually to balance out some of the other stuff. This energy is wonderful for a little self-examination and taking action on your own behalf. Take a close look at your own routines, home environment, work, or any other significant areas in your life. Reflect on the decisions that have brought you to this point. It is an apt moment to survey your surroundings and determine how to retain what serves you while releasing what no longer aligns with your future path. This phase encourages organization and decluttering, addressing anything that requires attention or letting it go altogether. While you may feel exceptionally practical or self-focused, it is actually a form of self-preservation, which is essential. So this is a liberation, awakening with Uranus. There's going to be some easily received messages, you know, where your things are illuminated. Something's lighting up in your Taurus and Capricorn zones that hopefully will keep you practical, but also because you're organized and grounded, free up energy, free up time, resources, whatever you might need. That's a good one for that. Same day, Mars sextile Saturn. This is a really powerful activation, and a sextile is an opportunity to gain traction, so that's a powerful alignment. This energy gives you a tremendous power booster to your drive to create stability as you define it. You will be more willing to do the work, starting with a plan that is carefully thought out and then methodically carried out. Plan and then do. Not just one or the other, but both, which can eventually produce solid results. The rewards for your hard work or the return on your investment will reflect what energy you have put into stabilizing your life. This energy should not be restrained, but consciously directed. Excessive restriction from Saturn may cause Mars to explode down the line, whereas a solid base contains the fire so that it becomes useful, productive, and often beautiful as well. Deep breath. So yes, the fire and energy and passion of Mars in a good angle to Saturn's endurance and stability is such a good combo for getting things done, for getting clear about who you are and what you want and how it can serve your purpose and how your purpose can serve others. It's so wonderful. This is good energy for the first couple of weeks of the year. Then on Wednesday the 10th, we have our monthly money pouring ritual with Yaya Louisa Tiche. You just have to join her Patreon for $5 or more. If you join for the $25, then you get two rituals a month. You get the new moon money pouring ritual and the full moon burden burning ritual for only $25 at her Patreon. So check that out. Surf around the tiers, see what fits your needs, and join us when you can. Wednesday, January 10th, it'll be 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. And they are very powerful, but there is no recording. I should remind you of that. It's a moment in time that we create this ritual around. So there's not a replay. You got to be there live. Thursday 111 is a big day numerologically, and it is a new moon in Capricorn, so we love this new beginning. Right now, we are still in the rhythm. You should know this, because 6 months from now, the rhythm changes, and we do what I call this the lunar flip with two back-to-back Capricorn full moons. So this is related. The seeds we plant at this new moon are going to culminate and then double down on the clearing so that they can blossom. It's going to be a powerful new day where we're calling in a new reality, a new structure, new commitments and relationships, new embodied wisdom. All these things are really good to pull in or to call in during the Capricorn new moon. And right now, we've just come through the Cancer full moon to clear space to plant these seeds. And we're still in that rhythm of clearing, cleansing, and cleaning first before we step into the new, raising our consciousness before we call in the new. But when the lunar flip happens, then we're going to have new moon preceding the full moon. And that's when you have to plant your seeds and walk by faith. So let's do whatever clearing and cleansings we need to make this new moon easier to manifest, or your new moon intentions easier to manifest, I should say. So this new moon is inviting us to plant seeds of the future, set new intentions, and clarify our aspirations as we step into the new year. The cardinal energy of Cancer, Capricorn, Libra, and Aries illuminates our foundational aspects of home and work and self and other, guiding choices and decisions in these domains of life. The messages conveyed are subtle yet resolute, signaling the closure of the old to make space for activating the fertility of the new. The Capricorn new moon presents an opportunity to establish fresh structures and new foundations, supporting our growth and evolution in the coming year. It is time to discern responsibilities, clearing space to deepen dedication to what truly matters while embracing the new choices and creative forces destined to unfold in this new year. This period signifies a renewal of elements that provide support and protection in our daily lives. Recognize that with a new beginning in your Capricorn sphere, natural integration will beckon in the Cancer realm. The initiation integration energy prompts adaptation, adjustment, and growth in the Aries Libra domains, nudging the individual to evolve due to new energies activated both at home and work in private and public spheres. Okay, so this was the renewal around home and work, public and private, Cancer Capricorn domain, your essential needs and how you get them met. The Capricorn lesson revolves around inner authority and personal roles and responsibilities. Reflect on your identity in personal and professional realms. This moment offers an opportunity to define what sacred, heart-centered work truly means to you, releasing barriers hindering your unique contribution to society. Shed weaknesses and fears, liberate yourself from the past, and embrace the essence of who you are and what you seek in this life. Align with your own truth and purpose, renew your commitment, and prepare to experience recognition and rewards commensurate with your dedication. Okay? Again, with that input-output, energy in, energy out, your path forward begins anew, allowing you to realize your fullest potential in the present and future. Deep breath. So yes, what are you wanting to commit to this year? What are you wanting to manifest and bring into form? What do you want to create containers for? That's what this new moon is all good for. And that's on Thursday. Friday the 12th, Juno retrogrades in Virgo until April 21st. So this is an extended stay. It entered Virgo October 17th of 2023, and it doesn't enter Libra until August 9th of 2024. And so right now it's retrograde January to April, and then it'll go forward and finally move on. But this is once in, I want to say 30 or 40 years. It takes a while. It takes 5 years for Juno to get around to Virgo. It takes a bigger cycle for her to end up retrograding there. So this is important. Juno, the divine consort, governing our most vital connections and profound commitments, is lingering in Virgo. As she lingers in your Virgo house, she will prompt you to evaluate the vitality, health, and reciprocity of your present relationships and partnerships, especially those of an intimate nature. This energy ignites a desire to dedicate effort towards self-improvement and the nurturing of personal connections. When focused inward, this energy fosters healing and integration within the self. However, when directed toward relationships, it demands careful consideration to tread the delicate line between keen observation and personal judgment. So that's Virgo. We want discernment, and we want to refrain from judging our partners, turning that inward on how to make yourself healthy so that what you attract is healthy. That's what we're talking about there. Juno's cycle spans 4 to 5 years, and moving through Virgo prompts a commitment to your own personal health and well-being, fortifying oneself for the alliances and partnerships in the near future. This is always the case, Virgo to Libra. Get yourself together, and then partnerships all go better. With Juno lingering in Virgo for 10 months, she prompts an unprecedented restructuring of this area of life, which is your Virgo house. This entails challenging your Gemini Sag aspects to venture beyond comfort zones into uncharted territories, while calling for integration in your Pisces realm to accommodate this rebirth in the Virgo sphere. This journey commences with redefining boundaries within your inner circle and primary relationships. As you evolve, those around you will naturally adapt or move away. This prolonged presence in Virgo upgrades your systems for living, particularly intimate partnerships, as you scrutinize their actual functionality. It prompts an evaluation. Do they serve their purpose? And if not, how can they be repaired or gracefully released? This retrograde will allow you to review the last 5 years at a minimum, reflect on self-care and the balance between you and others over the last several years, and determine where you can consciously recalibrate. Deep breath. Now, same day, Friday the 12th, Mars trines Jupiter. This is in alignment with that Sun trine Uranus. So we're waking up some consciousness here, wanting to make some choices and decisions, having some ease and grace with changing our mind about some of that. This energy is generally uplifting as it harmonizes your drive with an expansion of awareness. It particularly favors physical endeavors and bodes well for success in any kind of competition. With increased energy flow, it is essential to tune in with your body and maintain a grounded state. Jupiter's influence often brings blessings that others might perceive as mere luck, yet it signifies an alignment between your inner essence and external opportunities. Even amid uncertainties or chaos, strive to envision success and position yourself within that vision. You may be able to access a more comprehensive perspective on the broader scheme of things, allowing you to plan more effectively. However, exercise caution not to become overconfident to the point of feeling invulnerable or invincible. Self-confidence is vital, but avoiding veering into arrogance is also critical for success. This energy supports your clarity in recognizing your own individual needs and making decisive choices to navigate your desired path. It encourages calculated risks in order to progress forward. Deep breath. Mars is your energy and passion, and again, with choices and decisions around who you are and what you want, is having this ease and grace with consciousness awakening in that Taurus department. How are things shifting in your creature comforts and personal security and your consciousness around your self-love and self-worth and self-value? How has that evolved over the last year or so? And then the last thing for our week is on Saturday the 13th, Mercury, which is direct, re-enters Capricorn for its final time and heads toward Aquarius and finally comes out of the Sag Capricorn retrograde zone and moves on February 5th. During its retrograde in Sag, Mercury prompted a recalibration of our beliefs and consciousness, facilitating a reconnection with our genuine faith and an expanded vision. Now that it's gone direct in Capricorn, it sets the stage for the thoughts, ideas, and concepts we will nurture and materialize moving ahead. Having explored the expanded possibilities and assessed their vitality or viability, we are now empowered to select those worthy of embodying, expressing, and building upon as we move forward. This phase aligns with the annual practice of reviewing our accomplishments, focusing on what we can enhance or develop in the coming year. It is a time when our determination and focus intensify toward our goals and the strategies to achieve them. We assess our connections, discerning which are sturdy and which need reconsideration, while also contemplating new commitments on the horizon. Mercury's presence in Capricorn urges practicality concerning foundational aspects like home and work, as well as the dynamics between self and others. This will undergo an evolution influenced by your renewed consciousness, prompting an upgrade in these basic everyday areas of life. Deep breath. And at the bottom of the blog, I'll leave in here these links for your personal activations. If you want to work with this year's Mercury retrograde, you can pick the one that's going to affect you the most. The first one is the one we're in now, Sag Capricorn. And then in the spring, we have an Aries one, all Aries, all fire. Then we have Leo Virgo, which will be fire-earth combo. And the last one of the year is Sag. So we have four in 2024. So you can bundle them if you want them all. Your Venus activations tell you what Venus is touching in your chart each month. You, again, can get 1 month or bundle 3 months altogether. And she helps you track your values and priorities around your relationships and finances in particular, but anything you care about. Working with Venus helps you stay on lock with your own values and your own priorities, and you're not as easily swayed by others because you kind of know what time it is for you personally with these. I love them. And of course, there's a bonus to that one because you get to hear the audio replay. Mars activations, if you're working on your sacred masculine or making choices and decisions and wanting to become more decisive or wanting your actions to be more effective, then this one is good for that. And again, you can get 1 month or bundle three. The Power Circle subscription, that is only $9.99 a month or $99 for the year, which saves you $20. That gets you more custom goodies that are related to your chart, so your activations and things like that. The Lunar Tools, which gives you a big heads up on the full moon, new moon, and it's what I also use as bonus material in the classes, so we'll be using that in the Elements of Ritual class to double down on its value. And I think the biggest thing that my members are loving about this particular one, or my trackers, I should say, is that you get a month of forecasts ahead of time. So you know me, normally I'm only posting a week at a time, but in the membership side of things, you can get a whole month. Of course, 'tis the season for your Astro Tarot reading. And I had some divinations and guidance and lots of you all telling me over and over that I needed to adjust my price points to match the value that is given. And the Astro Tarot reading is really like two readings in one. And so $200 is a bargain. And if you've worked with me before, had your Astro Tarot reading done, and you're only doing follow-ups and things like that, or some other kind of reading, then you get the previous client's discount. So check those links out at the bottom of the blog, along with my Soul Sisters Circle invitation. The good thing about that 19-minute video is that it introduces me and my energy and core values that pretty much applies across the board in whatever circles I host or co-host. And so it's a good one if you want to hear a little bit about my story and understand better what we do in the circle with the animals. And the seasonal fire ceremony is open to everyone. It's a community event that is free that I do every 6 weeks under the Soul Sisters Circle banner. So join me when and where you can. Reach out directly if you need to. I'm hoping that your new year is getting underway with ease and grace, and that knowing the energies will help you map out a successful year. I am so grateful to have you in the community. Thanks for listening. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off. Have a fantastic week.